The season at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland is supposed to run more than 9 months, featuring 11 plays and thousands of people in the audiences. Not this year. The season was just a few weeks old when the pandemic shutdown orders came, and a plan to restart in September had to be scrapped as well. One thing that did happen in September at the festival was the arrival of the new executive director. David Schmitz took over from an interim executive, and he joins artistic director Nataki Garrett as the leader of day-to-day operations at Oregon Shakespeare. Let's find out what those operations are while the festival is idle. David Schmitz, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, thanks so much. It's a joy to be with you on this lovely morning.
It's a pleasure to have you, and I hope the lovely morning indicates better days ahead for all of us in many ways. Now, you arrive from Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago, a highly regarded theater. I see four different titles there, not all at once, I'm thinking, though, huh?
I was there for 15 years, so mm-hmm. Had a lot of opportunities in a number of roles.
All right, so as executive director at Oregon Shakespeare Festival, what do you do that Nataki Garrett does not? I guess what I'm asking for is, what's the division of labor among mm-hmm. the top two executives?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, most organizations, are run by a single CEO-type character, even if that's not the title. And artistic organizations, specifically theaters, tend to be run by two people that hold that title. Nataki's job is almost easier to describe than mine. She's responsible for the art, the relationship with the artists, and the making of the plays. And then I'm responsible for running the rest of the business. So fundraising, marketing, the financial operations, the facility operations, you know, all that kind of day-to-day operational stuff. HR sits in my realm as well, as does our equity department.
All right. So it sounds like everything up to and including the stage is yours, and then everything above the stage is Nataki's?
Yeah, that's a, basically, when the lights go on, mm-hmm. the play happens, that is hers, and everything that happens around that is mine, if that makes sense.
It does. It actually absolutely does. So, David Schmitz, what appealed to you about moving from the big city to the Rogue Valley, from Chicago to Ashland?
Oh, such a good question. I was in a great job in Chicago. Steppenwolf Theater is, you know, a world-renowned theater company with an incredible ensemble of artists. And we were in the middle of building a building that I had been working 10 years to imagine. And, you know, a couple of things I would say. One, you know, Nataki actually worked quite hard to recruit me. From before she actually knew she was going to be the artistic director of OSF, we were in a bar in Manhattan, actually, and when the news came out that Cynthia was leaving, and she turned to me and said, "I think you'd be a great executive director for OSF." And at the time, I was, you know, like, okay, whatever, sort of passed on that. And then, you know, it was announced that she would be the next artistic director, and she started a regular campaign of conversations with me about the job and about the opportunity here. So that, you know, certainly that had a big impact. Nataki is a friend and a colleague I admire greatly.
So essentially this starts with one of my favorite jokes then. Two theater pros walk into a bar.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. How does that joke go, though? Like, what's the punchline of that joke? I've not heard that joke before.
Well,
and then they gossip, I think, is the is where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the other thing I would say is the opportunity here at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival is truly a world wide opportunity. Mm-hmm. The theater company is known across the world in a way that I think many of us in the Valley don't even appreciate. And so it's a platform to really change the American theater for the better over the course of the next, you know, say 20 years. And I think that's, you know, for many reasons, but that is probably the one that really sort of attracted me. And then the last I would say is the Rogue Valley itself. This is a beautiful community. You know, I'm into outdoor stuff. There's not a lot of outdoorsy stuff you get to do in Chicago in the same way you do here in the Rogue Valley. And my family, I'm also at a point, I have two boys,
mm-hmm.
And they're at a point in their schooling age where it felt like this was the right time to make a move if I was going to make a move, and having them in this community for the next, essentially their high school years felt like a real great opportunity. So it all just came together at the perfect moment.
David Schmitz is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the new executive director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, alongside Nataki Garrett, the artistic director. You can join the conversation on Exchange. Questions for our guest about the future at the festival, which, of course, has been idled by the pandemic. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. David, the way you were describing the things that can be done at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, it almost sounds like a bit of a secret laboratory for professional theater.
Yeah, I don't know how big of a secret it is. I think it's a secret from the Valley more than it is a secret from the world. But I actually, you know, one of the things that Nataki has talked to me about that is her vision is making a laboratory-like space in OSF for storytelling in all forms, not just theatrical, but VR, AVR, all variety of, you know, technologically enhanced storytelling. Which the O is our digital platform that we launched actually coming out of the pandemic, or in, I guess, as we came into the pandemic, we launched it, is the kind of first example of that. But it's, you know, it's a drop in the pan as it relates to the vision that we have for that program. So I do think that there is an aspect to that. I think the other thing, though, is, you know, you can make a laboratory when you have an incredibly stable audience base and an incredibly stable organization, and in many ways OSF is that. And so there's an incredible platform for innovation that has been sort of built and will be built on the history of the last 85 years, which is pretty exciting.
It really is. But how do you keep in touch with the audience base? I mean, how do you ensure the stability there at a time when the theaters have been dark for what, 7 months now, right?
Yeah, it feels like an eternity. I heard a podcast somebody yesterday said, well, it's, you know, I think today is the 20th, right? So it's October 20th, which means we've been in 2020 for 5 years.
Yeah, right.
and it does sort of feel like that is true. You know, I think we're, you know, for one thing, our audience is incredibly loyal, and that loyalty is born and bred out of the experience of being here and being here in the Valley and being here watching shows on the Stars and the Lizzie, or, you know, in one of our other two incredible theaters. And those folks are going to want to come back and do that, right? They may be, you know, we're anticipating, there's a study that was done in the early part of the pandemic that suggests that, you know, maybe only 40% of audiences will come back right away. And there's, of course, a question of how long it will take for people to come back. Mm-hmm. But theater, you know, the nice thing about theater is we're one of the few modern art forms and one of the few modern entertainment forms that has survived more plagues than you can, I mean, basically all the plagues there have been since the founding of the theater in, you know, ancient Greece, right? So we've already survived the Black Death. We've already survived the Spanish flu in the 1900s. So we'll, as an art form, we'll be back, and OSF will be back, of course, based on that long history of, you know, of who we are and the incredible audiences that we serve. But so, to your question, how do we communicate to those people? How do we stay relevant to those people? I think it's, we're trying to do it through our digital platform, The O. We're trying to do it through regular, you know, just regular communication. And The O, I don't know if you've been on The O, but there's a, you know, there's probably more than 100 experiences that you can have on that, and we're adding them all the time.
Yeah, we have checked out a couple things on there, and I'm aware of some of the offerings at the O. Again, the digital platform for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. At this point, are you trying to work out a target date for a season starting? I mean, Broadway theaters, I know, have talked about nothing till around Memorial Day, the end of May next year.
Yeah.
Are you and Nataki talking in those kinds of terms at this point?
Well, I would say we've been, you know, I started in September. Well, I started actually August 24th. And I would say I started my onboarding in April, and I was witness to no less than probably 6 different time frames that we were playing with and trying to figure out what would work. So I think theaters across the country, and OSF is no different, is, you know, we're spending a good amount of time every week just trying to model, okay, what if we can open in May? What if it's June? What if it's July? I don't know, you know, because the governor in Oregon made it very clear that theaters, and specifically, you know, festivals or theaters that have as many seats as we have, we really can't open until there's a vaccine. And actually, if you think about it, it's actually not just oh, yay, we have a vaccine, let's open. No, it's going to take time for people to get inoculated, right? So we have to think about, well, how long is that going to take? Mm-hmm. The most optimistic I've heard is, you know, maybe by end of summer we might hit that place, assuming there's a vaccine in the first quarter of 2021. So I think that's what we're, you know, we're kind of looking at summer, fall at this point, just based on where the epidemiologists are predicting this vaccine will hit.
Okay, so I know for a while that the OSF had talked about resuming in September of this year. Obviously, that didn't happen. So you're talking basically a year beyond that, potentially.
Potentially. I mean, it just depends on what's going on with the vaccine and, you know, and how quickly people are inoculating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there's nothing theater can do about that.
Right, right, right. David Schmitz, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the new executive director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, essentially a co-CEO alongside Nataki Garrett, the artistic director. If you have questions or comments for David about the Oregon Shakespeare Festival or his involvement with it, join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone or send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Theater being in the general state that it is in, I mean, everybody's pretty much idled, but is there any concern that that when you pick a target date that you might have a little trouble being able to lock up deals with actors, directors, stagehands, all the people you need to mount shows when you need them?
Yeah, it's a really good question and something we're spending a fair amount of time thinking about, which is how do we do that? That's something we've never done. There's nobody working at OSF. There's nobody working in the American theater that has gone from zero to producing at the same time as everybody else. So that will be a very interesting moment, I think. The advantage, of course, that we have is the length of time that we commit to actors.
Mm-hmm.
Actors Equity, because of the pandemic, actually, which is the union that governs actor contracts, just announced essentially a contraction in the way they offer health benefits, meaning that actors now have to work more weeks in order to get health insurance. So there will be even more incentive there for actors, I think, to take longer contracts. But I do think actually it's going to be an interesting moment. I think the great advantage is we are the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and when you get a call from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, you pick up and you engage in a conversation. So, you know, with Nataki's incredible reputation in the field and her incredible connects and the festival's incredible connects, I'm hoping that will not be a huge issue, but we are actually spending some of our planning time thinking about, okay, when is the most optimum time to contract so that we're ahead of things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. You don't want to get too optimistic about resuming after the pandemic, I guess, on that basis.
Well, you don't want to, and the worst thing, right, would be a stop-start situation.
Right.
The worst thing would be, okay, we can go, now we invest millions of dollars in creating the productions that we create, we're ready to open, and there's another outbreak, and now we have to shut everything down, right? Like that would be an absolute worst-case scenario. So in some ways, though I know it's absolutely painful for the so many people who rely on OSF for their livelihood, I do think that there is a worst case, and I'm glad that the governor was as conservative as she was in making that declaration.
So in talking to donors and members of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, David Schmitz, I mean, are they displaying some generosity so far in helping keep the bills paid and the unavoidable
costs
avoided?
Yeah, our donors and patrons are incredibly generous. And I think the most moving moments are when, you know, people say to you, I was laid off from my job, or you know, my spouse is laid off from my job, but, you know, it's so important to us that OSF comes back. We're going to give you this small amount of money as a representation of our care for you. And you just want to say, that's so generous, but please, you need the money more than we do at this point. So, our donors are incredibly generous. You know, we were facing a really significant issue in March with the closure of the theater and the cash flow situation at the festival at the time. So I will also say that the aid from the government has been absolutely pivotal in getting us through this crisis. The PPP loan that we received and then the portion of the CARES Act through the state that we were granted. Those two amounts of money absolutely have buoyed us and will ensure this theater comes back.
So basically, do you still have, what, 20% of the staff still with you? Or
it's less than that. Yeah, it's a little different now because we're nearing the end of a normal season. But right. In the midst of a normal season, we have somewhere between 500 and 600 people employed. And we're less than 100 now.
Huh. Okay, yeah. That is a big difference. Yeah. Are there opportunities at the moment? Are there a chance to rethink things that have not been questioned because, you know, after 85 years, you know, we always did it this way,
yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. I am a big believer in never waste a good crisis. as a way to, you know, as an opportunity to think in the way that you just said. So, yes, we are. You know, I'm challenging the teams, and Nataki was challenging the teams before I arrived to really think about how do we do this better? How do we do it more efficiently? Are the number of offerings we give the right number of offerings for the audiences that are coming? Let's look at historical audience attendance and really just really think about right-sizing the business to the longevity of the organization, right? So this is the moment, right? The pre-COVID is the 85 years of history that got us to that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that 85 years is the past of pre-COVID. We are now beginning the past of the future, right? This is the moment where we turn and we look to the future and we're entirely focused on the future. So there's little and big things across the organization that we're looking to enhance, to be innovative about, to think differently about, so that we come out of this absolutely ready to fly.
All right, but people should not expect things on stage necessarily until probably, about a little less than a year from now, it sounds like, what you're talking about.
The real answer to that is I don't know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right, the real answer to that is I think we all can watch the development of a vaccine. And, you know, that'll be the moment, I think, when there's, you know, legitimate vaccines announced and we all are like, okay, that's happening,
mm-hmm.
Then I think we can have a real conversation about when we'll be opening.
Okay, that is when things get locked into, at least begin to plan. Hard planning can begin
exactly.
At that point. David Schmitz is the new executive director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, the co-boss, in essence, with Nataki Garrett, the artistic director. Just arrived in August from Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago. Highly regarded. David Schmitz, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to meet you and a pleasure to be here in the Valley.
It's a pleasure to have you. Thanks again for being here.